This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm not sure how much of an assumption we have about privacy on the internet anymore. I mean, do you think that if you use a dating app that the company will keep some things private? They will not, actually. The Mozilla Foundation did a privacy not included project. They looked at the privacy practices of 25 popular dating apps. And what they found from some of them is actually a bit scary. For instance, some of those dating apps admit to collecting, quote, sensitive information. And we are talking really sensitive. Things like users' political affiliations, details about sexual preferences and experiences. And then they are selling that information to advertisers. Are we actually okay with this? Because that seems pretty intrusive. Well, Jen Kaltrider is the director of Mozilla's Privacy Not Included project and joins us now. Jen, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Were you surprised by some of this?
Gosh, I've been a privacy researcher since back in 2017, so I'd like to say I'm surprised by this, but I'm not. This is the way that we've gone on the internet. Data is money, and dating apps collect a lot of data, and they try and make money off of it, while also selling us subscriptions. So,
right.
I wish I could say I was surprised, but unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the more intrusive things that your project came across.
Yeah, you can start with dating apps are designed to collect information from you, right? Like, and they kind of market it as the more information you give us, the better we'll be at finding you love. As a way to kind of pry that information out of you, they don't actually give any statistics that show that that's true. They just try and pry a lot of information out of you. And then once you've given up that information, though, it's gone. It's out there. You don't have control over it anymore. So you have some, you know, companies that collect this information, and they're going to monetize it by, you know, using it to target you with ads, or in some cases selling it, a lot of it just sharing it with advertisers to target with you ads. And they build these inferences on you to determine things like how intelligent you are and what your psychological trends are and how you're going to, you know, act if an ad is shown to you. And that gets really creepy when you're talking about things like, you know, sexual experiences or your dating preferences.
Right. So the most detailed things about you that you're hoping that will help you find the love of your life and your soulmate is also what the company might be selling about you.
Yeah, it's you know, you're looking for your soulmate and they're looking for advertising dollars is kind of how it boils down. You know, they, you know, you might find a match for the love of your life, but they're going to find matches that link advertisers to you or, you know, to sell you products or worse. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about advertising to sell products, but people advertise a lot of things. They advertise ideologies. They advertise misinformation, you know, and so when we talk about people knowing a lot about you to target you with ads, it's not always just to sell products, which can kind of feel innocuous. It's some, you know, like,
right.
Oh, who cares if somebody targets me to sell me a watch? But when they're trying to sell you a dangerous ideology or misinformation or anger, it gets a lot scarier.
So is this something, Jen, that you think, are people okay with this because we assume that all of our information is now being sold on the internet?
Well, that's my job, to try and make people still be not okay with this. I mean, part of the problem is we've just lost control. You know, companies collect this data, they use it to make money on us, and we don't have a lot of control. And so I think people have kind of gotten to a point where it's not that they're okay with it. They just don't feel like they have anything that they can do about it. But there are things that people can do. You know, there were two apps on our of the 25 that we reviewed that actually weren't terrible, that did a decent job of protecting and respecting privacy. You know, use those if you need to use a dating app. Give up information that you wouldn't want your mom to know.
Which ones were those, by the way?
Happn, and Lex were the two dating apps that actually didn't get any of our privacy dings. And I think Happn is actually a French-based company. Europe has stronger privacy laws than we have here in North America, and so that's not surprising. And Lex is a more niche kind of women seeking women targeted app, so it might not be for everybody, but they've been historically pretty good at privacy. Seeing that slip a little bit as we, you know, as everybody needs data to survive in this world, but those were the two.
Okay. Also, I love your second rule there. Don't give out anything that you wouldn't want your mom to know about you.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can put information up in your dating profile that doesn't give away too much. You know, like, I don't know. I haven't been in the dating pool in a while, but a little mystery is good, right? You know, you don't need to give everything away. And so, you know, maybe kind of keep some secrets and start there. But, you know, but the concerns just keep growing. I mean, we reviewed dating apps back in 2021 and they were bad then. Looking at them again 3 years later, they've gotten worse. And that seems to be a trend with privacy as we move forward, especially into the AI age.
Now, also, I understand that a lot of dating app users also get scammed, or somebody tries to scam them. And they've encountered that. They've come across that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You're putting up a lot of personal information. People are kind of desperate for love sometimes. Love makes us do crazy things. So it's a really ripe environment to for scammers to come in and learn a lot about you and try and use that to make money off of you, which is, you know, kind of outside my area of expertise of privacy. But,
right.
You know, again, it goes back to the information we give up makes us vulnerable.
Is there any way, though, for users to fight back against us?
I think the best option is to, you know, like limit your use. You know, if you're not using a dating app, don't put it on your phone because they can track your location even when you're not using it sometimes. You know, if you are using a dating app, go to our research or ask around and pick one that's doing a better job than another one, the one that's respecting privacy. When you're creating your profile, limit the information. Don't give away too much personal information, you know. And dating apps are going to really push you to give away a bunch. You don't have to, you know. Give away just a little and try and keep that. Because, again, once you've put it out there, you can't get it back. And it can be used, like you said, for scammers. It can be used by the companies to make money. It can be leaked. A lot of the contents of the dating app messages are being stored by the companies, and those can be hacked or leaked or used for their own company's business purposes. So if you meet somebody on an app that you're kind of interested in, maybe consider, okay, I want to talk to you more. Let's hop off the app and do that through a more private messaging system.
All good advice. Jen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. This is Jen Kaltrider, Director of Mozilla's Privacy Not Included project, talking about the safety and security concerns about using dating apps. That whole private message thing, Facebook does that too. There was a lawsuit where just recently in the last couple of weeks, during the disclosure part of things, discovery part of things, they admitted that, yeah, they sell the content of private messages to companies like Netflix. So if the word Netflix had come up in private messages, they wanted to know that. I mean, these are your private messages. Nothing is really safe on those websites. All that very good advice from Jen there. If you want to weigh in, see me at cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.